Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday. By the way, our Throwback Thursday today, Bart Giamatti suspending Pete Rose for life. That happened on this day in 1989. So again, 1980s music coming your way on a Throwback Thursday. But what is the good of the day?
The good of the day? Might be the good of the summer, good of 2023, good of it's a, you know, it's about damn time kind of good.
Yeah.
Because Reggie Bush is suing the NCAA.
About time is right. That's a great way to put that. It's about time.
So if you haven't heard, he's trying to sue to get all his stats and records back, specifically for the year 2004. And with that, getting those reinstated would hopefully convince the Heisman group to go, here's your trophy back.
I still think the Heisman should have never taken it away regardless of that. They're their own separate thing.
Yep.
They could have told the NCAA to go pound sand. The Heisman isn't going away. It's not part of the NCAA. It could be whatever it wants to be, and it should have never followed suit to that nonsense. Never followed suit to that.
Yeah, and especially in today's, I mean, everyone was getting paid. We all know this. And it was one of those... I don't even know if it was like unspoken secrets or, you know, unwritten laws or type of thing. It's like everyone was getting paid.
The problem is that if the NCAA, if they, this has been a complaint with coaches all through that era, which is if you send a team to investigate, like you can pick and choose who you investigate.
Right.
So if you wanted to go after Alabama, you wanted to go after USC, or you wanted to go after Oklahoma, you could do that. You could find something there. And that's what would happen, is that they would say, we're hearing too much about this, so let's go. Whereas they don't go to a Rutgers, for example. They don't go to a South Carolina, which they've done a little bit. But they won't go to a school that's near the, they go, well, this we're hearing too many people complain, so we're going to go take a look at this program. And you can uncover anything at any time. Eventually, somebody's going to go, yeah, the kid took $20, or he took $200, or he took $2,000.
Right.
Like, you'll find somebody to make your case if you want to, right? That is the problem. So, yeah, Reggie Bush, good for him. Good for him, and I hope he wins.
So do I.
So,
you know, I mean, well, it's kind of fun because when you look at it this way, it's like, what does he have to lose?
Yeah, no, do it.
You know, and I know you can't really use the argument, well, today everyone's making money. It's like, well, you know, it's yes and no. I think the NCAA was trying to drop hammers on things that they knew shouldn't have been dropped.
Yeah, right. No doubt. Without a question. So, good for him, and I hope he wins. I really do. I thought that was silly. And I understand it. I do understand NCAA's argument with the Fab Five and other schools. Like, there's nothing really we can do. Nobody's going to jail for these things. It's not crimes. I always try to remind people of that. People think it's criminal to have given a kid a ham sandwich when he's not supposed to. It's just against a rule. That's all it is.
Right.
It's a rule. It's not criminal.
But
breaking the law.
But, you know, 15, 20 years ago, if you gave that kid a ham sandwich, now he has to sit out 7 games.
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
It was the dumbest thing in the world.
Now, I know the FBI was listening in on coaching wiretaps and things like that. That's fine. But the reality of it is that there isn't a coach in prison because he paid a guy under the table or he bought a house for their mother. Right? So the only thing that they can do is to say, you're invalid. Like, whatever you did, we're invalidating that accomplishment. So what happens is that it's sort of like the, you know, what, a Men in Black little button thing that they did, you know, where they just press it and everybody forgets. Well, nobody forgets, but the NCAA says you can't hang a banner up, Fab Five. Sorry, we're taking it down. You didn't actually play in the NCAA championship game against Duke. You actually didn't win the Big Ten. And your football team never did this, and you never ran for this many yards, or you never threw that many touchdown passes. And it's the only way they can do it, but it's kind of silly because everybody does remember it, and everyone says because his mom may have gotten a house, it didn't affect him running the football. Because he got like a little money under the table, it doesn't mean that touchdown didn't actually occur. His ability to run over defenses and score touchdowns was evident. We all saw it. So it's their only arsenal, and everyone thinks it's laughable. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is just Jerry being Jerry.
Is that Jerry Jones?
And I'm talking Jerry Jones, yes. Okay. So, second year, hold on, make sure I get the right guy's name again because I would keep forgetting it. But second year defensive end Sam Williams was arrested for the second time in his young career.
I know.
With the Cowboys. Last year, he was arrested for his involvement in a car accident. He was doing 98 and a 55. Ugh. This year, just recently, I think over the past weekend, he was arrested for felony drug possession, mainly marijuana, and unlawful carrying of a weapon.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And this is what Jerry had to say about it. All right. Maybe not.
Okay.
Let's try one more time. Okay, well, you know what? The computer doesn't want to work today, so
I have a quote.
Yeah, you go for it. You do your best Jerry voice.
Everything I know about it won't impact his time on the field. Is that what basically it?
It's that, plus he did
What was he going, 66? Was he going 66 miles an hour this year? So he's 34 miles an hour less than he was. So that's an improvement.
Yep.
Is that the quote?
That's the quote.
Damn, you can't get that? We can't get that to fire. That's a great
I have
bad part of the good, the bad, and the dumb quote.
I have no idea why. Oh, let me try something different. You know, if I did this.
Oops, well, that's the music. That's the ending music. Now we're signaling we're going to commercial.
That's not it. It's not the end of a break yet, guys. You know what? Sometimes computer technology just doesn't work.
Bum, 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 bum. All right, never mind. So, yeah, so he was saying that by going 66 is an improvement of 34 miles an hour.
Right.
All right.
Saying that he matured.
He matured.
From last year to this year.
How come Jones just doesn't cut these people?
I don't know.
Why is he? That's
part of the reason why the bad is just because it seems like if there is criminal behavior, don't we all kind of assume it's like, oh, it must be the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because, all of them seem to happen with the Cowboys.
Okay, let me add that Swamp Kings documentary about Urban Meyer, the fluff piece that I was complaining about yesterday on Urban Meyer and the Florida Gators, one of the things that they talked about was when Urban got there, he told the team, you don't deserve to be Gators. No one is allowed to wear gear until you've earned it. So the players couldn't even walk around campus wearing their football gear. You know, like what this apparel company is paying the school to have the athletes do. Urban wouldn't let them wear it until they earned it. They had to earn the right to be a Florida Gator. How come Jerry Jones doesn't do that with the star? The star is one of the most iconic logos in the history of sports. It's a universal logo. You go anywhere in the world and they know what this logo is. How come Jerry Jones doesn't say, you know what? I own this. This is mine. But you know what? Y'all don't get to wear it if you race through the streets or you have weapons, illegal weapons, or you hit your girlfriend or whatever it is that we are doing over and over again, or you have weapons in the trunk of your car or whatever. You don't get to wear this. This is the star. This is more important than anything else I've ever done in my life. This is the most important thing I own. Outside of my family, there's nothing more important than this, and I'm not going to let you wear it unless you live up to a certain standard. It seems like any standard matters for Jerry Jones. Again, if you can help the team in one micro statistic, he's like, yeah, here it is. You can be a Cowboy. Oh, well, he got arrested. Well, it don't matter. Have a little pride in what you have. Like, have a little bit of, hey, you know what? This is not going to be tolerated here because I'm not tolerating here. And by the way, when you see the star, you see me because I own that. It's mine. And I'm not just giving it away to people. But he never does that. He never does that.
No, he just kind of turns the blind eye and just it is what it is.
Don't get me wrong. I think that whole coaches thing where it's like you don't get to wear gear. I think it's a little hokey. It's a little cheesy. It's a common tactic. But at the same time, it does mean something. The message is, don't take this for granted. Don't believe that this is a hall pass to do whatever you want. No, you can't steal cars in Gainesville. No, you can't beat your girlfriend up at her apartment and wear a Gator shirt doing it. Right? Right. Same thing here. Like, why is he making excuses for this when he should say, you know what, we're going to look into that. And if we find that his actions don't warrant wearing Dallas Cowboy uniform, then we will make an appropriate decision on that. Because I want people on this team that matter. But you know what? He's never done this. The whole history of the Super Bowl Cowboys is listed with infraction after infraction after naughty deed and naughty deed and naughty deed, right? I mean, it's the whole thing. It's always been that way since late 80s when he bought the team. He's always been this way. But in your old age, Jerry, I would totally offer an opportunity to change that. All right, we will do the dumb coming up next, and it's the Denver Broncos on the clock. No, the two aren't related based on the bad play last year. But we will continue. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, continuing the good, the bad, and the dumb. Don't forget, the Broncos are on the clock today for our AFC West week. Nate Kreckman, hour three, to talk about a team that went 5-12, got Sean Payton as their head coach. It's a throwback Thursday as well, 1989, as we go back to Bart Giamani suspending Pete Rose. One of the more milestone sporting moments in the history of sports was when the Hit King was suspended for life, something that has continued on all of these years later. Has not been able to get back into the good graces of Major League Baseball, despite the love that the fans have for him. And we all can remember the, I think it was the 1989 All-Star Game, when Jim Gray asked him about it, and fans were booing. I mean, like, the people love Pete Rose, and yet the baseball has not budged. Not with any other commissioner that has ever come down has any commissioner ever budged on reinstating Pete Rose into Major League Baseball. And the Hall of Fame, again, a separate entity, but still kind of follows suit with Major League Baseball. They've sort of been consistent on this. If you're not in good graces with Major League Baseball, you're not in good graces with the Hall of Fame. But it doesn't mean Hall of Fame voters can't vote for Pete Rose. He just is off the ballot. You can put him in, but writing in, most polite people just don't do it. They just don't do it. All right, let's get to the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day. This is one of my, you know, I always say this, but a story will pop up and I'm intrigued by it. I'm okay. Curious about it. The only reason why this is dumb is because I don't think this can really be enforced. But Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski has a new rule regarding joint practice fights. Something you and I absolutely love.
We love them.
Because there's guaranteed to be a fight single joint practice.
Since you're going to do it anyway, why don't you just get it out of the way as soon as practice starts?
Right. So here's his new rule. If you're a starter and you're involved in a joint practice fight, you must play the upcoming preseason game.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
I'm not sure how that would be enforced.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I agree with you.
I don't know.
And that's why I said I don't know if this is necessarily dumb, but kind of this second part, though, I love. If you're a backup or someone really trying to make this team, if you are involved in a joint practice fight, you cannot play an upcoming game, preseason game.
Okay, I got thoughts on this now. I think this has not been thought out as well as he's thought it out. And here's why, and I might be wrong on this.
No, again, you're not, but go ahead.
All right, here's why. One, the number one job of preseason is to just get through healthy.
Right.
That's it. Who cares who wins, who loses, who cares? It is get healthy and get some reps and get everybody through. But the second part of it is evaluation by the coach, evaluation by the coaching staff. Now, I don't think, for example, that when he says that, that shouldn't be such a blanket statement. Are there players playing in preseason games where the coach absolutely knows that they will not be on the roster? Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. No one's denying that. No one's denying that. Meaning, I know if I'm on the Browns and I'm a linebacker and I look at the depth chart and I go, yeah, I'm not making this. So I better take advantage of any opportunity that I can to better myself so I can get in front of other teams and talk to other teams. Then the team is doing you a favor by putting you out there in preseason games. I get it. But this is too universal of a statement because I also believe that there are players that the team really do want to evaluate before they make their final 53-man decision.
Yeah, I mean, you know there's a bubble, guys.
Right.
He needs a little bit more tape. He needs a little bit more film.
So, Joe Smith, I may not need you. And I may be doing you a favor playing you in the final preseason game or the second one, whatever. But Mike Jones, I may be looking at you hard. I may need further tape. You might be really fighting for that third-string defensive end job that we have available. So what he's basically, it's too big of a statement because while it will work in some cases where you go, you know what? And you don't get to play. So that's it. And by the way, when I need your playbook on Tuesday.
Well,
Ones, it's like, well, are we hurting ourselves by not evaluating the people that we need to evaluate because they got in a scuffle in practice?
Right. Well, here's my curiosity anti Stefanski thing here.
Okay.
Because there was a fight between the Browns and the Eagles.
Right.
We talked about it the other day. That was because some of the Eagles players were getting chippy and kind of pushing around Deshaun Watson.
Right. Okay.
So if you are a backup guard trying to make this team and you get involved in a fight because, hey, I didn't like this Eagles defensive lineman going in there and taking a cheap shot on Deshaun Watson.
Right.
So, yeah, I got into his face and I shoved him.
Yeah, shouldn't that be sort of like, hey, good job.
Almost rewarded?
Yeah.
Right? But now it's just like, I mean, what Stefanski is saying is like, no, let the cheap shots occur. And then the next one might be a little worse. And then the next one might be a little worse. But you know what? I'm not going to get involved. I want to try to make this team.
Do you think it's like when politicians go, hey, we are going to make sure that we do this, this, and this to help you, and then behind the scenes they're like, yeah, we're not really going to do any of this.
All the time.
Like, coaches feel like in front of the camera, should they be saying, we don't tolerate in-practice fighting, not one bit. But behind the scenes they're like, did you see Joe punch that guy?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
They have to do that, right? They got it. Behind the scenes they're probably like, it was a pretty good scuffle, don't you think? Fired him up a little bit.
And then on the flip side of it all, too, right? I mean, okay, when you're sitting there, you're going to say, hey, if a starter gets into a fight, he has to play the next preseason game. Okay, well, what if that was Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, sure, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Someone said something about his wife or his brother, because they're always in the news for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And he just, you know, he grabbed a guy by the face mask, and he's shaking him around because he didn't like that comment. Now, are you standing by that and going, all right, you get to play the next preseason game? Now, I know, I mean, Andy Reid would never think about that, but that's essentially what Stefanski is saying.
That's basically true. That is basically true.
And I would not risk throwing my, you know, if it's Deshaun Watson, if people were kept, you know, Deshaun Watson was the one who just said, I'm tired of you guys referring to massage parlors or things like that. If I'm Stefanski and Deshaun Watson goes out there because he broke the team rule, he had to play that first series, and he goes down with a broken leg.
If
Stefanski's gone.
Exactly. if coaches were this angry over practice scuffles, they wouldn't schedule joint practices. Because they always happen.
Yeah. Hey, you get fighting in your own team.
Right.
I mean, we just talked about the Cowboys, and the Cowboys, the defense was giving Dak Prescott a hard time.
Yeah.
Just ribbing him left and right. You know there was going to be a fight eventually, but Dak just lets it roll off his back like he lets everything go.
Meanwhile, you got Deion Sanders in Colorado going, hey, if you ain't fighting, you ain't on this team.
Right.
If we're all fighting, we're all fighting. it's the Jets and the Sharks, you know? When you're a Jet, you're a Jet. Seriously, when you're all the way. When you're a Buff, you're
from
a
your
Buff.
From your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Yeah, right? Like, that's what basically Deion Sanders wants in Boulder.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants an all-out 90-man rumble when they get in fights. Right? Yeah, they hated it so much, they'd be like, nah, we got our own thing going on. We'll be good. Yeah. We'll be good.
So
in the
I mean, you know,
we
I
need to go down in the hot weather to.
I think it's kind of. I think it's kind of fun that Stefanski put all this out there. But yeah, when you start to really look at it, like Stefanski, are you willing to back this all up? 100%.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I love it. I can't wait for the NFL season to start. I love it. It's already heating up. Stefanski's feeling the heat. Completely feeling the heat. All right, so that is the good, the bad, and the dumb. As we continue again, the Denver Broncos in next hour with Nate Kreckman from Altitude Radio. And then tomorrow, the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got one more division to do.
Yes,
and
we do.
Next week, the NFC East with Dallas and the Giants and the Eagles and the Commanders. So that's it. Then we've done
who are,
8 weeks.
Who, you know, is it still, will it become TBA, Commanders?
Yeah.
TBD?
Yeah. TBD. Yeah.
To be determined if they're going to stay the Commanders?
If I'm Josh Harris, I try to figure out how to get out of that name as quickly as I can.
Yeah.
I would want my own name on it. By the way, did you see the handshake between him and Joe Buck? That was weird.
That was weird. Who's at fault?
I think Joe Buck, because it looked like he was extending a hand.
I don't think it's Joe Buck. I think that's a hand gesture he does.
Yeah, I know, but he probably should have realized he left it out too long, and it does look like he's asking for a handshake.
It does look really weird.
It does look like he's... Okay, look, if you have... Like, when I see somebody stick out their hand, I'm going to probably slap it, right? Like, especially if it's pointed at me.
Right.
Because I don't want to leave him hanging. So maybe Josh Harris was like, I'm not going to leave this guy hanging. Sticking out in his hand, I better shake it.
But Commanders...
then at the same time, he wasn't asking for a handshake, or he wasn't appearing to do anything to ask for a handshake, right?
Right. But for Commander fans, is this a good feeling controversy or news about your owner versus what you've dealt with the last 20 years?
Oh, it must be like, if this is the owner, if this is the reason the owner is in the news, my life just got 1,000 times better. No doubt. We'll continue on Twitter @TonyDRadio. That's @RonCulver, Ron with two N's.